Right now, it's time to join Brian Ross at Real News. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning at this time here on Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall. Good to be here.
And I guess we'll do a merry-go-round, hopping around the courts and the Congress this morning to start off. First of all, I guess we'll start off in the Congress, and that is, of course, I think it's the first time in a very, very long time where the Congress, with two Republicans voting with the Democrats, has really voted a serious sanction against one of its own members.
Right. A censure of Arizona Republican Paul Gosar, who published essentially a video depicting a violence against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC they call her, in which he sort of photoshopped his face into a scene where he was slashing her throat and then making threats against the president. He was censured by the House. As you say, that hasn't been used since 1980 when the House censured Democrat Charlie Rangel of New York. In that case, it was 333-79. Huge numbers of Democrats joined into the censure. And as you pointed out yesterday against the Republican for these violent tinged videos, only two Republicans joined in the effort to censure him.
Well, it speaks of today's climate in Washington, D.C. That's it's pretty simple. We'll go on to the other two trials that really can have a very, very big impact on what's going to happen over the next 3 months civilly in this Connecticut. That's the Ahmaud Arbery trial, and also, once again, the jurors begin their third day of deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
Right. They're both issues of both men, and both all the defendants are claiming a kind of self-defense there in the case of Ahmaud Arbery, a young African-American male jogging unarmed. He was tracked down by these two men, and the third followed along taking videos of it. And then he was confronted by the men with a gun, and it looks like Arbery grabs the gun, and he was shot. And so the young man, the person who shot him, says that was self-defense because he grabbed the gun. Well, I don't know. It's sort of the same issue with Kyle Rittenhouse, where he also claims self-defense. Here's a 17-year-old boy walking around the streets of Kenosha at a time of high tensions and violence. He's got his AR-15, not really trained in it. He's trying to play a junior policeman, I guess. And again, he claims he shot in self-defense because the people he shot were racing after him and he was afraid. Well, you know, first of all, what's going on with a teenager like that with a big, grown-up's gun walking around the streets in a troubled area with people who, admittedly, we found in the court, during the testimony, have their issues. They may have been looting, they may have been setting minor fires, but as the prosecutor said, that's my job. I would have prosecuted them for arson. It was my turn. It's not the job of Kyle Rittenhouse to enforce the law for the people of Kenosha.
I'm still a little amazed at that. They're in their third day. It's not a good sign if you really want the full weight of the law to come down on him. But then again, you never know with juries. All it takes is one person to hold out and cause.
Right. Yesterday they asked to see some videos, and that triggered a whole raft of arguments back and forth about the quality of the videos and whether they were as good a quality as they could have been. But it's a complicated issue there, and one of the no doubt about it charges carrying a gun was dropped because the barrel of that gun that he had, the AR-15, was longer than the law allowed. The law essentially was designed to prevent like the sawed-off shotgun, so this longer barrel meant that charge couldn't be brought. The charge that he was out after curfew, that also was dropped, so now it's got the charges that range from potential life in prison for Rittenhouse or just more like 5 to 10 years. And the jury has kind of what they say, kind of a buffet or smorgasbord approach. They've got very serious and then less serious charges. And they may have a hard time reaching a conclusion, but the fact that they have these lesser charges, Marshall, means that that opens the door for a compromise with the jury.
It's one of these things, and it's so sad that it's coming now simply because we're going into Thanksgiving and the holiday season, and it really has the potential to send this country over the edge.
Oh, yeah. And to any effort to make Kyle Rittenhouse into some kind of a hero, you know, which I guess is happening on the, for people on the right who think, you know, he stood up for people's rights. You know, it just seems nonsensical. This is a young man who appeared to be, like, slightly disturbed. He doesn't know what he was doing there, why he was there, and you know, where were his parents. Of course, none of those are legal issues. It's just like, what's going on when a kid with a gun that powerful is, we expect him to enforce the law?
Pretty amazing stuff. And also, I was a little shocked when I was reading this morning that President Biden has gotten together, and he will start once again the meetings with Mexico and Canada. And you know what? I didn't realize that these yearly meetings to talk about various issues were discontinued when Donald Trump took office. He just stopped them completely.
Yeah, well, the whole issue of foreign policy, I think we're on a much, much better footing. You know, Mr. Biden has also pushed forward kind of a Made in America program, which you know, other countries don't like to hear, but has done it in a way that is not, you know, offensive to others. And by the way, our president turns age 79 on Saturday. I don't know if you saw the recent polls, but 40% of Americans do not agree with the statement that he's in good health.
Well, you know, his low poll numbers on his health and everything else, the great thing about the low poll numbers is they're the natural drop after high numbers. And he's got some time, and the Democrats have some time to turn those poll numbers around. So we'll see if the Democrats can do that or if they continue to eat their own, as has been their history in these off-season elections.
Right.
One piece of news out of the court.
Expected vote, actually, expected voting of today or tomorrow on this larger, the Build Back Better bill, they're calling it, that the House Democrats would finally pass and send on to the Senate. And then the Senate may whack it around a bit to send it back to the House. But all of that could happen before the end of the year. That's the current timetable.
All right. And one other piece of news out of the courts. The QAnon Shaman that was sentenced, I think, to 40 years in prison?
41 months,
41 months.
41 months. That's the most serious charge so far. And he's the one wearing that Viking hat with the fur and wearing a spear with an American flag. And he expressed his regrets. He said he was sorry for what happened. The judge said, well, you're going to jail for 3.5 years.
Yeah, it's... And if you're a member of the press, I guess, you know, things in Greece... 24 aid workers in Greece have been now charged with espionage, and that country really has fallen into a dictatorship.
Oh my gosh! It's you know, and we see these trends around the world, and you sort of ask, what's the bigger issue here? And change is hard for everyone. And when you know we're going through a huge technological revolution, and jobs are being eliminated and the economy is being threatened and new ways of work are replacing old ways of work and those left out are unhappy. And so I think, you know, on big global trends, that's what we're seeing. At the same time, our climate is heating up, our whole planet.
Oh, it's amazing times we live in. I guess we'll...
Yeah.
When
And we looked like next week, a week from today, let's think about what we'll be thankful for. We're still, you know, still good, and you know, you and I and the rest of your listeners, we live in a great place.
Well, that's the whole thing. Despite what goes on, we're in the country that, as we saw in the elections, the Constitution held and the country held. We're in a tough battle, but you know what? Sooner or later, we'll come out of it. You know, it swings both ways over the course of time from one end to the other, and we're in the middle of one of those swings now.
It's sort of, you know, it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. You know, forged steel is always stronger. So we come through this good, we'll be stronger than ever. That's sort of how, that's my glass half-full approach to what's going on. There's a lot of bad news, and people complain about, oh my gosh, how do you get through it? But still, it's important to know what's happening. And to understand that there is, you know, Americans are good people, and we'll get through this, I think.
All right, I think I'm going to give you next Thursday off. How about that for Thanksgiving?
Oh, how about that? Okay. We'll see you in 2 weeks then.
Yeah. Brian, have a happy Thanksgiving. The best to you and your family.
And you too, Marshall.
Take
care.
Great
talking to you. Bye-bye.
Brian Ross and Real News this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. You can catch it if you missed it at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Real News with Brian Ross.